The University of Galway has sent out 40,000 flyers asking people in the city to make accommodation available for students ahead of the new semester. Student unions say this year the accommodation crisis is worse than ever before. Our reporter Charlie McGinley has been meeting with students in Galway to find out more. I asked him earlier how bad the situation is.
Well, the Leaving Cert results don't come out until August 22nd, but already students say it's worse than ever before. I've been speaking to some of them. I met Mark from Offaly, who's a student at the University of Galway and is facing a very long daily commute if he can't find accommodation.
There's no accommodation available. Like, before it was like how expensive it was, but in the past few years it's gotten to a point where like there's nothing available at all. There's nowhere even to find. Like, we've been searching all year now for accommodation for September, for a final year, and it's just been impossible, really. There's not much accommodation available that the college is offering either. There's a few, but they've gone very expensive as well, and there's like massive waiting lists, and they normally prioritise first years, which I think is fair, but once you get to final year, it's very hard to find places.
And are you confident of getting accommodation for September?
I don't know. At this point now, I think I'm going to be commuting again. I had to do that last year. It's about a two-hour train from Offaly to Galway, and do that twice a day is kind of annoying, but kind of have to do what you have to do.
And that was Mark from Offaly talking about making a four-hour commute every day. I also met Tom, who explained why it's so hard to find a place to live.
Competition. There's far more students looking to live in Galway than there is beds. You hear about the odd room going and it's gone. You can look on daft.ie, you can refresh it all day, every day, 24/7. Realistically, you're not going to find anything on it, because the second you see something, you know it's already gone. You can get as many house viewings as you want, it's gone. And it's a pessimistic view, I know, but I don't know, I've never seen anything to the contrary.
That's Tom there, Charlie. And the Students' Union then at the University of Galway, it is raising concerns about more and more properties being used for short-term lets rather than student houses.
That's right. Paddy Murnan is the welfare officer of the Students' Union at the University of Galway. And he said landlords are now favouring Airbnb over student lets.
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue we see day in, day out, and I do think it's worse this year. The RTB recently brought in new legislation, meaning that students have full tenant rights within 6 months, which is a good situation that they've brought this in, but the knock-on effect is it's made renting to students less attractive, and instead landlords are favouring Airbnb over student accommodation.
What about the issue of scams then, Charlie? We've heard it from other parts of the country. Are students in Galway falling victim to scams in their desperate search for accommodation as well?
Yes, indeed they are. I spoke with Sage L. Alloway, who is doing a PhD and has been served with a notice to quit her rental property. And she almost fell victim to a financial scam.
We found another place that we were hoping to go with. It was actually surprisingly affordable, and that's how we should have known it was a scam. Because as soon as we went to send the money in, we noticed instead of it going to the landowner as it should have, suddenly it was squirreling away to Spain. We were able to stop the funds from fully completing transfer, so we didn't lose anything, but that was quite a concern.
And Charlie, there's also then concern among students about the quality of the properties that are actually available.
Yes, there is. I met with Hannah, who told me about her experience of living in Galway in a badly maintained student house.
I found a job, actually, and I got a house through the job. It's a terrible house. There was like a hole in the door and everything. Period stained mattress when I moved in there that they said that they'd replace, and they never replaced it. No heating whatsoever. And the only reason I got the house was because I got the job, because I was a nice Irish girlie, they told me. And I think, how difficult must it be for anyone who's not ginger and from Roscommon to actually find a place in Galway? And then I fell on my feet now, and I'm in a nice house with lovely people. But there's 8 of us in the house, and I feel so lucky to be in this house. And people always think I'm mental when I talk about, oh yeah, it's a lovely house, there are 8 of us in it. But it's the best house I've ever lived in Galway.
And Charlie, has the college been trying to help students to find accommodation?
Yes, they have just distributed thousands of flyers around Galway City and County, appealing to householders to make rooms available for students. I spoke to the Dean of Students, Ciara Meehan, to learn more.
Now, we recognise that this is a national issue, but there are things that we can do locally. So, for example, in the last 2 weeks, there have been 40,000 flyers dropped to houses in Galway City and County, highlighting the rent-a-room scheme. And as a result of that, our phone lines have been really busy with new landlords potentially looking to advertise with us.
And finally, Charlie, then you spoke with an estate agent in Galway about the steps that parents of students are taking to get properties for their children.
Yes, Colm O'Donnellan of O'Donnellan Joyce Estate Agents in Galway City has been telling me that some people are actually trying to buy property for their children because the rents are so high and student housing is so scarce.
It's extremely difficult. It always is difficult for students. Accommodation is hard to find at the best of times. But this year, above any other years, there's a huge, huge shortage. You know, students are going around from agents to agents looking for accommodation, and there is a huge shortage of supply currently.
And do you have many students on a daily basis contacting your office looking for accommodation?
Nearly every second phone call we're getting at the moment, right, is from students looking for accommodation. But what we're finding is quite a lot of parents now are acquiring properties in Galway City for the accommodation for their sons or daughters coming to college so that they have something secure for the future.
That was estate agent Colm O'Donnellan speaking to our reporter Charlie McGinley.